Karochel Adam, any food, any human food, Hanishmar, that is protected, as opposed to something that's ownerless, Shigidulav and Aretz, that grows from the ground, Chayav Truma, you're obligated to give the special offering to the Kohen known as Truma. It is a positive commandment to separate the first offering to the Kohen. The first of your wine, your oil, your grain, wine, and oil, etc., you shall give him. Just like grain and wine and oil is human food, it grows from the ground, and it has owners. Shenemar, as it says, digon cha, your grain. Avkol kayotze behem chay b'trumah zvuchim b'maisros. So anything similar is obligated in truma and in maiser. And this is the view, the Rambam is expressing the view that truma and maiser applies by Torah law to all plants. Many disagree with this and say it only applies to the grain, wine, and oil. But the Rambam says it applies to everything. Beis hakashinen, afa pi she'einan maichel adam, a kind of food known as vetch, even though it's not human food, it's used for animals usually. Since they are eaten in time of famine, you're obligated to give truma and maiser. Hasia vo'eza v'koronis, these are various kind of garden herbs and vegetables. Shazran v'chilul adam, if they were sown for human use, chayavim v'maiser, you're obligated to give maiser. Chayin kol kiyotze v'henor, anything similar to them. Zram v'maichel behemah, if they were sown for feeding to animals, even though he changed his mind and decided he would use them for human food and they're still attached to the ground, nevertheless they're free of obligation. What he thought when they were attached to the ground doesn't mean anything. If they grew by themselves in his yard, if it's a yard that is protected, not anyone can just come in there, then they are liable in Meiser. Because we assume that it's going to be used for humans. If it's a courtyard whose fruit are not protected, then it's free of obligation. Gimel, garden seeds that are not eaten, kagon, zera lepes, zera tznon, zera betzolim, ukiyotza behen, turnip, radish, or onion seeds, and the like. Pturim min haturma min ha-maisers. You do not have to give turma maiser for the seeds. Mevnei she'enam ochalim, because they're not human food. Aval ha-ketzach, a certain plant known as ketzach, chayav b'turmas b'maisers. You are liable in turmas and maisers. Dalad. Tamar shel tilton, the little buds of the tilton, fenugreek, shel chaydel, or of mustard, Shapala Lavin of a certain kind of white bean, Vishel Tzlof of the caper bush, Vakafrosen Shel Tzlof, the flowers of the caper bush, Pturim, they're freed of Truman Meiser. If Nishin and Peri, they're not considered the fruit. The Medva Memorim, when does this apply? Kishazran Lazera. If they're planted in order to have the seed. Avazran Yarak, if they're planted in order to have them as a vegetable, Harelech Yavim, then they're liable because you're eating them as a vegetable. Vechenu of Yonish Shel Tzlof, the caper berries of the caper bush, chayam the liable, mepnei shehen peri, they're considered a fruit. Hey, kusbar shizra lazera, coriander that was planted to be eaten as a seed, yarak, the vegetable part, is patur min haturma min ha-maisros, is free of turma maisros since you're using it for the seeds. Zra li yarak, however, if you planted it for as a vegetable, then you separate the trum and the maaser both from the vegetable part and from the seeds. Similarly, dill shizra lazera, if you planted it for seeds, yaraka potter, the vegetable part is potter. Zrali yarak, if you planted it as a vegetable, misas rosh zera v'yarak, veina misasera zerin. Then you take the tithes from the seeds and the vegetable part, but not from the pods, the seed pods. Zrali lazerin, if you planted it to use the seed pods. Then you take truma maaser from everything, from the seed, from the vegetable, the greenery, and from the seed pods. Similarly, shachalayim, a kind of cress, a gargar, a kind of garden plant, it's called a garden rocket. Shazra and Mazera that were planted for seeds, Misash and Zerviyarek, you, in those cases, you take the tithes both from the seed and from the vegetable part. Ketev Misash and Mazera Liyarek, how do we say that they're tithed for the Zera, the seed, and the vegetable? If he collected the vegetable to eat, then he separates the truma of the maaser, then he eats it. When it dries up and the seed is gathered, then he separates from the seeds as well. Vav hayirakos af mishe machalah demenim chayavim maaser selam edivrayim. Vegetables, even though they're eaten by people, the human food, their obligation of maaser is only rabbinic. Shnem of maaser, it says by maaser tvuzarecha, the grain of your seeds, tvuokiyotzeva, that means something like grain, like produce. Yurakas are not considered a type of grain-like substance. Even though this is talking about maaser, it appears to me that the law of truma is the same. Shnem of adagancha tvuashavitzarecha, it says, your grain, wine, and oil, kol adam alelo, things similar to these things. But the truma of vegetables is a rabbinic law, just like maaser. In other words, maaser, it's only grain. Truma is more inclusive, but it does not include the vegetables by Torah law. Zayinin, mafishin trumas and maaser from the yard b'chutz laaretz. You do not separate truma and maaser from vegetables outside of Eretz Yisrael. Even in those places that we said that you do separate maaser. Similarly, a vegetable that comes from outside of Israel to Israel, even though there's still earth in their roots, areza pater, it's free of liability of giving trumas and maaseres, because all of the rabbis didn't decree upon it. In other words, even though here they have earth and they may be growing in Israel, and even though the law is that if you import fruit from outside of Israel into Israel, you have to tithe it. But in this case, you do not, since the vegetables are only rabbinic to begin with. If a person plants grain or legumes to be eaten as a vegetable, but the diet is a kaladam, his idea is nullified. It's not a regular idea. And the vegetable part is free of liability. Vazera, and the seed, which is the part that you eat, chai v'trumas ha-maiser, is liable in truma ha-maiser. Ches ha-tiltan ha-pishin ha-ochel adam kishi yikshu, the fenugreek plant, even though it's not considered a human food once it gets hard. However, if adam ha-ochel nasan b'tchilasan, since most people eat it when it's young, harein chayam v'trumas ha-maiser, so it's obligated in truma ha-maiser. Tes, velep truma, and truma and a maaser is the following of free of liability, of obligation to give truma or maaser. Aleket, vashikcha, vapeya. The parts of the produce that fall down accidentally when you're picking, or the sheaves that you forget in the field, or the corners of the field, all of these things are given to the poor. Vapet, vaolalas, the small immature fruit that you're supposed to leave for the poor and not collect. Afila emet ben kari, even if you have a whole big pile of them. There's no obligation of truma maaser for them. Mosman gorim basada hukbul maaseros. However, if you made out of them a threshing place in the field, that sets them aside for an obligation of maaser by rabbinic law, because it looks as if it's regular crops. Mosman truma maaseros, and then you have to separate truma maaser. Avlmasa gorim beir, if you made the threshing place in the city, turn, they're not liable. Shvekol yesh lehen, everyone, there's a rumor, a voice, a sound, everyone knows about it. Everyone knows that this is leket or shikha or peya. You had a leket v'shikha v'peya shogaychayam b'truma maisers. The leket shikha peya, that which falls off or is forgotten, or the corners of the field of an anju, they're obligated to truma maiser. Elam kenivkur, unless he declares them ownerless. Grain or olives that are less than a third of their maturity, truma maisers, they're not liable to truma maiser. How does he know whether it's a third or not? How do you measure that? If you plant the seed, it can produce plants, then you know it's at least a third mature. If one transgressed and separated tvua from olives truma from olives or grain that is less than a third of their maturity, it is not valid and it is not truma. Something that is ownerless is free of the obligation of truma meiser, but feel of kira gai lo, even if the non-Jew made it hefker. If you plant in a ownerless field, you are obligated to give truma and meiser. The reason is that even though the field is ownerless, but the crops that you plant there, you're planning to keep, and it's not ownerless. If he rendered a field of standing grain as ownerless, and then he took it to himself, and then he separated truma from it, teresa truma, then it is considered truma. But if it's not standing grain, it's already the stalks of grain that have been cut, and then afterwards he takes them, and he separated from them truma, ain't a truma, it's not valid. So the truma would be valid only if the hefker took place when it was still standing grain, and then he took it back. If anyone separates from something that's not liable in truma, so it's not truma. The same with meiser. Anything that most people do not plant in gardens and fields, but that are usually ownerless, truma and a truma and a meiser. They are free of liability of truma and meiser. And if you do it, it's not valid. You got a shumbal bechi, like a kind of variety of garlic, which makes one cry very strong. Vatos harichba, a certain variety of onions, which are also very strong, people usually don't eat. Vigarsa kilkili, a certain kind of bean of some sort. Vadashim amitrios, a kind of Egyptian lentil. Gyotzvan and the like, which are usually not eaten and are usually just growing wild, so they're not liable in truma meiser. Gimel, nasar of davashachayiv truma davashenachayiv, if there's a mixture of something that's liable to give truma and one with something that is not, like for example, if you have olives that are part of the peah that the poor people gather, that there's no obligation of truma, mixed with ordinary olives that are picked by the owners, or the very immature grapes that the poor are entitled to, mixed with the regular grapes, in Yeshua Perisacheros, if he has other fruit, he takes proportionately for the amount that's chayiv. Let's say 3/4 chayiv, and you know it's a certain amount, 3/4 of a pound. So you take the proportionate amount from other grain for the 3/4 of a pound. If he only has these, he separates truma and trumas meiser on all of it, as if all of it would be liable for truma. However, the meiser rishon that goes to the Levi, and the meiser sheni, he goes only proportionate to the amount that is chayiv. Yudala, the truma la kohen, bein tahara, bein tamea, the truma, whether it is ritually fit or not, goes to the kohen, afilo nitpa dogan or tirish kula kodem shiafresh, even if all of the grain or the wine was tamei before he separated it, hareza chayiv lav shumena truma betuma, he must separate truma even though it is tamei, velitna la kohen and give it to the kohen, shenemar, as it says, vani hine nasati lachas v'shmes trumosai, I've given you the guardianship of my trumos, achas tahara vachas tamea, that's the plural for both tahar and tamei. The one that is tahor, the kohanim may eat. The one that is tamei, they can benefit by using it as fuel. If it's oil, they light it. And if it's dogan and the like, which you can't use as a regular lamp fuel, you use it to heat up the oven with. Similarly, the truma that's given from the meiser, if it becomes tamei, or the meiser becomes tamei, you separate it in the state of truma, and it tells the kohen, honest Mr. Foster, you give it to the kohen that he may benefit when he burns it. Whoever separates truma gedola, or the truma of the meiser, says a blessing before separating, as you say a blessing over all of the mitzvahs, as we've explained in the laws of brachas. You're not supposed to take truma from Israel to outside of Israel, even if the truma is tamei, neither do you bring the truma from outside of Israel into Israel. You want to discourage the kohanim from looking to chutz la'aretz for the truma. Maybe if he brought it, lo te'achol, it shouldn't be eaten, because it has ritual impurity, since it comes from outside of Israel, which is ritually impure. Neither should you burn it. So Yomru, people shouldn't say, Reina truma shlanitnis nisrefas, we see truma that isn't actually tamei being burned. But neither can you bring it back to Chutzlaretz. People will think that it's okay to take Truma to Chutzlaretz. So there's nothing you can do with it. You wait till it becomes actually Tomei, Truma Yidula Kol, a known Truma that everyone knows about. Oh, it's Yavar Pesach, Imhaisa Chometz. Or you can wait until Erev Pesach comes, if it's Chometz, and then you can burn it.